Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Now time for the WXXI Business Report. News director Randy Gorman has a story involving politics and business. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Yes, Paychex recently did a survey of business owners trying to find out what their top issues are in terms of the November elections. And the company talked to 600 business owners across the country. The survey showing that economic growth was their number one issue, with 25% of the respondents selecting that issue as most important, 63% putting it among their top three important issues. Taxes and health care were the next most important issues to those business owners. Paychex government relations head Thad Inge says that when you break it down, it really depends on the size of a particular business and other factors in terms of how these entrepreneurs view the upcoming elections.
They are impacted in different ways by things like the tax cut and what's going on with health care. So you have some businesses that are really enjoying the benefits of the tax cuts, where you have others that have not been as impacted as much, either because they're not as profitable, or there are pass-through that might not qualify for the new pass-through deduction.
Inge says overall, the owners of small businesses that Paychex surveyed are pretty optimistic about the national economy right now. A local sheet metal manufacturer is adding jobs. Empire State Development says Studco Building Systems will grow its North American operations in Webster. They will double the size of their current facility. They expect to create up to 18 jobs in the next 5 years. The state is providing up to $200,000 in tax credits in exchange for job creation commitments. The Rochester Area Business Ethics Foundation last week presenting this year's Effie Awards. They recognize businesses and organizations that do the right thing through strong ethical foundations. The winner in the small business category was the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester. In the large category for employers over 150 staffers, Ontario County Government received the Effie. There was a report out recently that Constellation Brands is looking to sell some of its U.S.-based wine brands in a deal that, according to Reuters, could be worth more than $3 billion. The wire service saying that Constellation's review of its wine portfolio underscores the company's gradual shift to beer and cannabis products that target a younger demographic. Constellation said to have hired Goldman Sachs to explore the divestitures. Sources telling Reuters no deal was certain. A company spokesperson told me that the Constellation is still focusing on driving growth and through acquisition and innovation at the higher end of the wine and spirits portfolio. The company says it is also considering a variety of potential options to optimize and continue to grow their wine portfolio and profitability. Charter Communications, of course, the corporate name for Spectrum, says it added more internet subscribers than Wall Street analysts had projected for the third quarter. That made up for a drop in video subscribers. Of course, they are dealing with the pressure from services like Netflix and Amazon.com's Prime Video that has pushed companies, including Charter and Comcast, to focus on their high-speed internet business to try and survive in this media landscape. NextCore, that is the business development organization in Rochester, says in November it'll be holding an Innovation Week, along with more than 170 countries around the world. The idea is to foster greater connections, collaboration, and awareness of resources. It'll be the week of November 12th to the 17th. It includes a number of activities, including those for local startup companies to help them showcase their businesses. And Wayne County-based Ultralife Corporation getting a pretty hefty contract from the federal government, up to $9.5 million from an undisclosed major defense prime contractor. It'll be for vehicle communication kits used by the U.S. Department of Defense. And that is a WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.